What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Life Co. podcast app. And, the Life Co. podcast. And good news, I was getting ahead of myself, but the first version of our app, the Life Co. app, is now live for Android devices only, unfortunately. But we are still working on the iOS version, but that will be released soon as well. So if you go to the App Store, for those of you that have Google devices, you can look up Life Co., one word, app, LLC, and you can find our app on the App Store. So it's no longer coming soon. It's now live. Have to ask you guys to forgive me tonight, because I'm a little stuffy with the weather change. My allergies have been out of control. You know what, I might even do a show on how to cope with allergies. No, I won't do that, because if I do that, then people will blame me for them not being able to get better. So this is, once again, this is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of the Life Co. podcast and the Life Co. app. As a disclaimer, we only give advice to those that can use it. We're not licensed therapists or psychiatrists. We, and me, being me tonight, today, is I only give you advice to that I think you guys can use. Either take it or don't. So today, I just want to say, with Hurricane Irma, you know, on its way, and right now it just passed by Puerto Rico. Thankfully, most of my friends that are over there, they're okay. Checked in with them, and so there looks like it's passing by them. But now, it's looking like it's coming to Florida and Miami area. So, if there's anything we learned from Hurricane Harvey, is that it's not worth risking your life for things, guys. If you're in that area, the Florida Miami area, please, 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 if this is getting as bad as Harvey, please leave the area and move away. Go find a hotel, book a hotel, go somewhere, go stay with family for a little bit. Even if you don't like that family member, just try to find somewhere safe to stay. Like I said before, you can't replace things, you can't replace lives. So, it's not always easy, because I know people are connected to their life there, you know, and their everything they've built. But the last thing I would want is for somebody to die, because either they didn't take the warnings too seriously, or because they are connected to material things. So just stay safe, guys, and hopefully it will be downgraded, and it'll pass by without anyone losing their life. Alright, so today we're talking about how to cope with forgetfulness. So, true story today, guys. Usually what I do is I, you know, pack my things the night before, my uniform, my clothes, you know, shoes, socks, put them all together the night before, and so I'm ready for the next morning. True story. I actually packed. However, when I was picking up my clothes to put them in my bag, I forgot one sock. So I went to the gym today, and at the gym, I'm putting on my clothes, and guess what? I only have one sock. So had a workout today sockless, which means that I'm not going to run. So I just did a lot of other exercises and incorporated a little bit of cardio. But yeah, so I've been working on my forgetfulness for a while, but today I'm just going to discuss some things that have helped me, and I've gotten better, a lot better, so I'm going to discuss the things that have helped me get through that process. So before I go on to that, I just want to mention some of our supporters, Blackbird Creations. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, please look them up on Facebook. They create the greatest and the best sports memorabilia, wooden flags, Or even since, you know, Halloween's around the corner, you can even request some Halloween decorations. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, look up Blackbird, one word, Creations on Facebook. And the owner will be sure to get in touch with you as soon as possible. And make sure you mention that you heard about them on the Life Code podcast so that you can get 10% off your purchase. So, going on to our topic for tonight, talking about causes, talk about forgetfulness. So what causes forgetfulness? I'm not going to go into the clinical issues of what causes forgetfulness because I'm not, again, a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist for that matter. So I'm just going to talk about causes that I've noticed in myself. So for one, is age. The older I've gotten, the worse I've gotten at remembering things that I have to do. So age is definitely a cause of people forgetting stuff. Another cause is being disorganized. So if you're not organized, of course, when you're in a rush or you're late for something that you have to go to, you'll tend to forget something, and by the time you remember, you're already at that event. So disorganization is another cause. Also, another cause is if you're not interested in what in the events you have to go to or what somebody's saying, of course you're not gonna, you know, pay attention all the way. You'll stare at that person right in the eye, nod your head yes up and down, but still, so if you're not focused, if you're not interested in a topic, you're likely to forget some things as well, instead of taking notes. And then when you have to present a project, you forget some of the things that are guidelines that were given to you to present that. So what are some fixes for those issues? So number one, the three topics I'll discuss today to cope with that is, number one, write things down. Number two, organize your thoughts and your area. And number three, focus. So number one, write things down. So if you're a disorganized person, or you, if you're a person that, if you're really forgetful and you're not one of those people that remembers things from memory, make sure that you write things down that people are saying, and learn how to take jot notes or take short notes, because then when you're you know, doing your project or work, you know, ready to work on that project, or you know, you'll be able to go back to your notes as a reference and say, oh yeah, I remember this is what my boss wanted me to do, or this is what my mom or dad wanted me to do. So, and then you it'll help you it'll help you remember what you had to do for that event. So make sure you write things down. It's not a crutch. It's just that some people need a little extra help. Not everybody can remember, you know, things verbatim that other people say. Number two, organize your thoughts and your area. So in conjunction with writing things down, make sure you put the notes in order of how you're supposed to do something, or how you're supposed to create a project. It's just like a set of instructions for yourself, you know. After you take your, you know, your short notes, go back and then reorganize your notes of what you're supposed to remember and in order. That way it'll help you remember the steps of what you're trying to do. And as far as the area, if, like I said, for me, I put my stuff aside the night before in order for me to not only not be late, but also be able to and also not forget things when I'm trying to go to work. So making sure that your area is organized so that when you're looking for something, you're not running around, you know, trying to look for it, because that's like, that adds another 5 minutes, you know, another 5 minutes to your day of of your day before you go to work. And then, I mean, you don't want to be late, you know, so just make sure you organize your thoughts when you write stuff down, organize your thoughts, your notes, and your area, or your, you know, area includes your house at your work as well. If you're organized at work, that not only presents to your boss that you are a person they can depend on because you're organized, but also because it'll also help you when you're trying to find certain things like a stapler or, you know, a keyboard. And this applies to high school kids too, you know, or kids in school age kids. If your stuff is organized in your backpack, then it makes it easier when you're trying to find your homework or when you're trying to find that paper that you just wrote. And number three, make sure you're focused when you are taking notes or someone is talking to you. And because you'll think that, oh yeah, I'll just listen at certain parts and then I'll be able to jump back in or remember what they said. Yes, I mean, some people are good at that, but if you're originally disorganized or unable to remember everything, that's a bad idea. So make sure you focus, so that you're able to remember what it's being instructed to you. If you're working on a project or if you have to write a paper, make sure you're focused and that you're paying attention to what's been given to you, so that you'll be successful. Now, so there's a couple fixes that I do in order to help me with my forgetfulness. There's a lot more options, I'm sure, but I can only talk from experience of what I do or what I did to help me through that process. Anyway, as always, I want to thank you guys for listening to our show. On September 30th is International Podcast Day, so if you have a favorite podcaster out there and you'd like to support them, please make sure you mention on any of your social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and make sure you tag them and also put the hashtag International Podcast Day. You know, it helps the podcaster that you listen to know that, you know, they're being supported. And that being said, also for our podcast and our app that's on the Android App Store now, if you guys could give us feedback on those two outlets, that will help us out a lot, so we can make the show, not only the show better for you guys, but also the app, so when you guys start using the app, it'll be fitted for you guys, so that you'll enjoy it more. Well, that's it for me tonight, or today, for those of you that are awake right now in other parts of the world. If you'd like us to mention your program or even give you a shout out on the show, please make sure to email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can look us up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook under LifeCope, one word, and send us a direct message, and we'll make sure to get back in touch with you. So thank you guys for listening. This is Arthur Anthony signing off. Stay well, stay safe.